Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the voice that many people hear on almost every radio station in southern New England, Bob Leonard, the co-owner of the Coast Guard House, is here. Welcome, Bob. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
It is something that I know people in all, you know, in the radio industry, and everybody happens to mention your voice as being one of the most distinctive, and I think some people are jealous because you just have that presence about your voice. As you do commercials for the Coast Guard House, which is in Narragansett. We're going to find out a lot about the Coast Guard House tonight and a little bit about Bob and his background and the things that go on there. And we'll talk about the menu. We'll talk about the hours. We'll talk about some new construction, which is very exciting. But, Bob, let's start with you. Are you a Rhode Island person?
I am not. Rhode Island is happily my adopted state. I spent my young years in Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. And did my high school years in central New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And thought I wanted to be, or I knew I wanted to be in high school in the restaurant business. I worked in the business through high school and came to Rhode Island to go to Johnson & Wales.
Really?
At the time, it was Johnson & Wales College.
Right.
Yep. Late 70s. And spent 4 years in and around Providence and got lucky enough to find Narragansett. I worked down here for my latter 2 years of college and fell in love with the area and never left.
There you go. So Johnson & Wales brings another great personality to the area. I actually went to Johnson & Wales a few years before you. Mm-hmm. It was barely Johnson & Wales College at that point in time. It's amazing how much that area has grown and how the university has developed and how many great, talented people come out of there. Now, the Coast Guard House is located as a landmark in southern New England at Narragansett Beach near the Towers, which is a historic spot, and people see pictures of it all the time. Now, if you go back and look at the vintage pictures, mm-hmm. Go back to the 1800s when the towers were built, you don't see the restaurant.
Yes, exactly. The towers were built 3 years before the Coast Guard House. It was 1885, and they were built by McKim, Mead, and White, the same people that built the Coast Guard House. And the town in the Victorian era was quite the summer resort.
Right. There was a huge hotel nearby, too, right?
Yes, the Rockingham Hotel. And on that strip of Ocean Road, there was one large hotel after the other. There were quite a list of hotels.
In the Victorian style, kind of now, if you were to go to Block Island, you see the National Hotel or something like that in that same vein.
Exactly.
And Coast Guard House was built as the Coast Guard House, not the famous restaurant that it is today. And how long did it operate as a Coast Guard House?
Well, it started its life in 1888 as a U.S. life-saving station. That was before the Coast Guard existed.
Okay.
The Coast Guard came into play sometime in the 1920s, became a Coast Guard station at that point, and it stayed and remained open and in service until they built a lighthouse down in Point Judith.
Okay. Now, the building at the time, as I seem to remember old pictures, was almost circular, or am I thinking of the wrong building?
No, that's it. The north side of the building is conical-shaped. It had three large doors where they launched the boats out into the water from the first floor. It was, I use the term loosely, kind of set up like a firehouse was back in the day, where they slept upstairs and they had their life-saving equipment and boats downstairs.
Oh, So you check that out if you want to go online. Check that out. That's a very interesting era, that Victorian time before, after World War One and before World War Two. There was the economy was pretty good before the Depression in that era. In that era, and then. So when did the restaurant first move into the building?
It became a restaurant sometime in the 40s. The U.S. government kept the property during World War II, just in case they needed it for something. And after World War II, they sold the property. And Dr. Bolster, I think, was the first person to open it up as a restaurant.
Okay, so that's after World War II, and they opened as a restaurant. And was it just seasonal at that point, right?
Oh, it was very seasonal. It was actually seasonal, I think, up until the late 70s.
Okay.
But originally it started out as that stone structure, and that was it. There was no
patio. Not what you see today. So
exactly.
Just the original round building.
Yes.
And do you know if they ever had outside dining at that point? Probably not.
You know what? I don't think they did. From looking at the old pictures, I don't think they did.
Now, we go to the 1970s when it becomes the restaurant and a landmark. When did it go from that seasonal summer restaurant to a year-round venture?
Yep. My two partners, Judge Frank Caprio and Joe Formicola, bought the property in 1979 with Jimmy Kelso, and they turned it from a seasonal restaurant to a year-round restaurant at that point.
Okay, and so when were you involved at that point?
No, I got involved in 2008.
Okay, so you're relatively new in the history of the building. You're the new kid.
I am the newcomer, yes.
New kid on the block. And bringing your restaurant expertise to people that were more or less investors rather than restaurateurs, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So now the restaurant is... as we said, a landmark and something that's open 7 days a week.
It is. We're open 7 days a week. We serve lunch and dinner. We open at 11:30 in the morning and close this time of year, 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. And what about Sunday brunch too, right?
We suspended the brunch for now. It was a lot of work, and we closed for an hour between brunch and dinner. So we decided... it would be just easier to have one menu whole COVID situation. Exactly.
During the pandemic,
yes.
Okay. Yep. Now, that leads us to the next subject, the elephant in the room, as they say, the pandemic and how that's affecting restaurants like yourself. But I want to do something a little bit unusual today. Before we get to that subject, we'll come back to it. I'm going to play some music to get us in the mood of the ocean. And let's see. I'll see if I get this right. Sea Friends, Seafood.
Sea View.
Yep. And now, Sea Hope, right?
Exactly.
All right. We're going to be back with more of Bob Leonard and stories about the Coast Guard House and their menu and other things that are going on right after we listen to some music by WC about the sea.
Thank you.
The Coast Guard House Restaurant in Narragansett is the subject of today's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Bob Leonard, one of the co-owners, and I guess you would call, consider yourself a manager also, or are there other managers?
There are other managers. We have a great, great staff. There's quite a few of us, and I'm happy to go there every day. I am one of the managers, you could say. I assist, and I'm there regularly.
Now, there's a pretty good-sized staff. You know, this is not a restaurant that employs four people. This is a major employment spot in South County in Narragansett. How many people roughly involved? Maybe that's a double answer. During normal times, during normal summers, or this past summer?
Yeah. This past summer, we probably had about 90 to 100 people involved.
Wow.
In a normal summer, I think last year, 2019, we had about 210 employees.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. So almost half.
Almost half.
Yeah, and however, a lot of restaurants would be thrilled to have that kind of situation. So the good news has been a little bit for you that you are in a very popular spot. You're very visible, and you have that outdoor dining which has taken you through most of the summer. Now things change, and as we alluded to in the first segment, talking about the pandemic. Now things change, and although this past week we had some 70-degree weather, that's not going to stay around for very long, and pretty soon it'll be snow and hail and sleet, and everybody's going to go inside, right?
Yes. We consider ourselves very lucky. We're happy we're open. We do have those outdoor spaces that you spoke of, and we work hard to make them all work. We did get lucky enough this weekend. It was beautiful outside. But we've put up some tent sides out on the patio and terrace on the first floor. We've put in quite a few heaters and things like that. We're running around for propane all the time. But it works out great. And as long as the wind is not blowing too stiffly,
right,
it's very comfortable out there, and we'll use it for as long as we can possibly use it.
And just such a beautiful spot. I know I've been there several times and sat on the patio, sat on the deck. It's just amazing. You have fire pits that add to the ambiance a little bit. And a great staff. I've never been there where I've been, what's wrong with this guy? He forgot my soup or whatever, Very attentive staff, and everybody seems to work together. So that, I guess that's a tribute to you and the other management people.
Yes, it is. We all try for the trifecta. We have great food, good service, nice ambiance, a wonderful waterfront location. Mm-hmm. It all works.
Now, when I first went during the pandemic, and I decided it was finally time to get out of the house after 3 or 4 months, and I went last summer, I noticed there was some construction down on the rocks, and that's on that part of it is finished now, right? Down on the actual water, and then there's another construction going on, as you face the ocean on the right side of the building.
Yes, our original covered deck area, which was open in the summertime, was taken apart last spring, and now we're transforming it into a year-round space. It's up on the second floor. It looks southeast and southwest, where the awning was and that big anchor is on the south side. So that is going to be a year-round space. Still be deck-like in the summer. We have a lot of sliding glass doors there. We're getting an elevator for the first time. We can get handicapped accessible people upstairs.
Wow.
We look forward to it. It's going to be a spectacular spot.
And that you hope to have finished for next spring?
Yes, we are exactly pushing for that.
Excellent. All right. But a large space anyway. There's plenty of seating. And what's interesting about the seating, it's not, you don't get stuck over in a corner somewhere where you can't see anything but the kitchen door. Almost all the seats at the Coast Guard House have that view that you talk about, right?
Yes. You know what? Every seat really does have a view of the water. And it's just a special spot.
Now let's talk a little bit about the hours. And I should say that if you want information, you want to look at some of the pictures of the Coast Guard House, a little bit about their history, you can go to thecoastguardhouse.com, the website, which has a lot of the information. We'll keep you up to date with the hours and so forth. Bob mentioned them originally. But you can also call if you have information. The number for the restaurant is 401-789-0700. And people should also be calling for reservations, correct?
Correct. They can call us at any time for a reservation, leave a message if we're not there on the machine, or they can go on Open Table and or go on our website, actually, thecoastguardhouse.com, and you can book a reservation right through there.
Okay. And let's talk about some awards. I noticed when I went to the website at one point last summer, I noticed that there were Wine Spectator awards, if you will, that are noted there. And there was one from, I think, 2015, and then there was another one from 2016. And you don't seem to have skipped any years in that award cycle.
Yes, we've been very fortunate. Our first year we applied, I believe, was 2015, and we have a Wine Spectator Award every year since then.
And what does, for people that might not be, for example, I'm not a big wine drinker. So what does the Wine Spectator Award mean? Does that mean that you carry wine, or you have to have a certain level of expertise?
You have to have a certain level of expertise. They balance the wine with the menu, and they look at it from that standpoint, too. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole package. How many bottles do you have? How varied is the list? How well does it go with your menu? Things like that. We're very fortunate to have somebody in-house that takes care of all that for us.
Somebody takes care of that. That's not your area necessarily.
That is not my area. It happens to be my wife, and she's got a team with her, some of the managers and some of the servers. She's also a professor at Johnson & Wales, but she does the entire wine program.
Wow. So Professor Johnson & Wales is handling the wine at Coast Guard House. Now, that's something you should advertise. that a lot of people probably just, like myself, take it for granted. Yeah, I'll have one of those pink-colored ones. But that goes a little bit beyond that. Are you a wine person, or are you not so much?
I am not so much a wine person. I don't know anything about it. I consider her to be the expert on it. She loves talking about it and mm-hmm. going through it with people. We want to be approachable about it. Mm-hmm. So we have a variety of wines, and we want to make it fun. That's what the hospitality business is about.
I think that one of the things that I've noticed there is, as I mentioned, the staff being very friendly and courteous and attentive, is that you have to be able to go into a restaurant like yours, if you're somebody like me, and say, well, I think I'd like to try this, but I'm not sure. And instead of being, I'm going to look stupid if I ask a question, that's not the way it is there.
Not at all. We want you to ask the questions, and I probably have more questions than anybody because I don't know enough about it. But we want to make it fun. That's what it's all about.
And there are also on the website, I noticed that there are specials for some days of the week. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Sure. In the shoulder seasons from Sunday through Thursday, we run a different special every night, with the exception of prime rib. We do prime rib Sunday and Monday, lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. We have a special. Tuesdays, we have a wine special where we offer our wine by the bottle at a discounted price. Wednesdays, we have Wellington Wednesdays. Wellington Wednesdays, old school. But not only is it beef Wellington, we also have seafood Wellington, which is salmon. And that happens to be more popular than the beef.
I don't know that I've ever heard about seafood Wellington. So Wellington is, describe that rather than me guessing at it and messing it up.
It's a filet wrapped in pastry. Instead of using the liver pate that they usually use, it is mushroom pate. So it's wrapped in a puff pastry. It's extremely good. And the chefs came up with the idea of the seafood Wellington because we are the Coast Guard House restaurant on the water. And that is, I like it more than the beef, and I love the beef Wellington.
Wow. That sounds like something I've got to try when I get there next time. Yep. All right. The other thing you mentioned was is specials, and I presume that occasionally lobster or something like that is...
That's the the latter part of the week, Thursday, is Throwback Lobster. We have a lobster special every Thursday, pound and a half lobster with potato and vegetable.
I've had that, and it's excellent. And the other thing that I've had a lot of is specials with pasta and lobster and shrimp or things like that. There always seems to be some combination of a special, and they're just fantastic. So check out the Coast Guard House. We're going to take a break and listen to some more music about the sea, and then we'll be back and wrap up with Bob Leonard and the Coast Guard House restaurant in Narragansett.
Thank you.
Beautiful Narragansett, Rhode Island is a setting for the Coast Guard House restaurant, and Bob Leonard is here, the co-owner. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be finding out lots of things I didn't know about the Coast Guard House. In the first segment, we talked a little bit about the history, and Bob, you're interested in the history, so I find that fascinating that most restaurant people would be like, show me the kitchen, I don't care about the building. But that's not your style, right?
No, we're very much about the history of the place. It has quite a history. The architects, as I said before, were McKim, Mead, and White, and they're nationally known. And the building, it's amazing. It stood through all those storms and hurricanes, and it... Back to its architecture and its construction, its foot thick granite, and it's very resilient.
Now, since 2008, it's very resilient, but that doesn't mean there haven't been some storms that have caused some problems for you, right?
Correct. Sandy came through in 2012 and cleaned us out, gave us an opportunity when we started peeling back the layers of it being a restaurant since the 40s. We made some changes, made it stronger, hopefully protect ourselves better in future storms. And we were closed for a year and 7 months, but we reopened in July of 14, hopefully, and better and stronger than we ever were.
A year and 7 months, a long time to be under construction and not servicing people with their meals and making money. That leads me to that new construction that we touched on a little bit. That's going to add some seating for you in the year-round portion of the year, right? The new part?
Yes, the covered deck was really only used 4 or 5 months a year. Now we'll have the opportunity to use it 12 months a year, and we can't wait.
Okay, we talked a little bit about the specials that you have during the week, the beef Wellington and the seafood Wellington nights, and a couple of the other nights, prime rib on Sunday and Monday. And there's something called candlelight nights that happen once a month. You had one last week, and you got another one coming up in December, right?
Yes, we do. December 7th and 8th, we play to our history again. We light the restaurant with candles, lots of mirrors to reflect the light and things like that. So 99% of the restaurant is just lit by candles.
Wow.
Back to the time when there wasn't electricity.
Right. And is that... again, something that you strongly suggest reservations for, right?
Yes, it's quite popular, and being that we're in COVID restrictions. We don't have the seating capacity we normally have, but it's beautiful. It's amazing to sit in the restaurant when it's just lit by candles. Very nice.
I would love that. I'm a big candle person. I'm always the guy turning the lights off in the house as my wife leaves them on, and I'm always turning them off. She says, "How can you see?" I would love that. Now, one of the things we didn't talk about during COVID, a lot of restaurants have gone into much more pickup and takeout orders, and you're in that same vein, right?
We are. You can go on our website or call us and put in an order to go, and we will bring it right out to your car, or you can come in and get it, whichever you prefer. But it's very popular.
And even though you're in Narragansett and probably sometimes at some points during the season, one of the most difficult places to get around driving and parking, you have a nice parking lot where you can drive right in. They'll bring the stuff to your car, and out you go.
Correct. You can either pull up underneath the tower, which is convenient, or pull in the lot. We have a couple spaces designated, and we'll bring the food right out to your car.
Excellent. All right. So check that out. When we talk about December 7th and 8th for the candlelight night, that leads me to the next thing, the holiday season. Do you have any facility to do any small holiday parties, or is COVID just closing that off completely?
I think being with the COVID restrictions and people's hesitancy, I think the holiday party, I think people will be coming out to do more dining.
Individual dining
right. And smaller groups and mm-hmm. things like that. We really don't have any holiday parties or functions or anything like that booked.
And right now, as it stands, you can do tables of eight. Is that correct? Is that the biggest, or six?
Correct. Tables of eight.
Tables of eight. So if you have a group and you have eight or less, then that's the thing to do. How about the holiday itself? What are your holiday hours? Are you open the day before Christmas? You're not open on Christmas Day?
We are not. Actually, the 2 days a year we close so the staff can enjoy it with their family are Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Those are the only 2 days a year that we do close.
So Christmas Eve day, you're closed, as well as Christmas, all right? So if you want to have your holiday plans, do them before that and call the number. I'll once again give you the phone number and the website address is thecoastguardhouse.com, and the phone number is 401-789-0700. And Bob, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. I've learned a lot about the Coast Guard House, a lot about its history. I know that the staff is excellent, and there's quite a few people involved there. As I mentioned earlier, a tribute to you and the rest of the management there that keeps things going and rolling along. See food, see friends, see view, and your new tagline is see hope. And I think that's very appropriate. When someone put that together, did you have anything to do with that slogan, or is that?
I did not. One of our advertising people put that together, and she did a great job with it.
Yeah. See, I always wondered about the order. Seafood,
yep.
Which is obviously the double meaning there, and then the see friends and see view, and now to see hope. And it's a wonderful slogan and a wonderful landmark for us in southern New England. And we hope it continues for another, I hope the building's there for another couple hundred years.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much. And we'd like to thank our customers. We really appreciate all their support.
Excellent. Okay. The rest of you, we'll see you next time. If not, at the Coast Guard House Restaurant, right here on WCRI at Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.